sensor to have this as being as a permanent occupation.
Okay.
So you have everyone, but we're skeptical of opening up for everyone.
Yes, I know.
Because we don't want to put the vulnerable group into a position where they have false hope.
Hope, yeah.
So in terms of getting accommodation and place to stay. So for an evicted person who wants to occupy, would have to consult with the leaders and explain to them that if you occupy, this is still a political action. This is still a temporary occupation. And at any time it can end. Even now, if you go there and then there's the sheriff with the court order, then that's done. So with each and everyone who comes in, we explain that. But we're skeptical of taking in the vulnerable groups like the evictees and homeless people and so on. So everyone who's occupying still keeps their accommodation, but occupies temporarily on this and participates on this action. The way we've explained it to them is to say this is like living on a protest. So having people on the streets and you living in that vaccine protest, because this is still a political protest, which is fighting for...
An analogy, yeah.